And good evening. Welcome to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kemp and Brian with Rod Schreckenkast and the one and only Monique Donnelly.
Hey there.
Hey.
Yeah. And great Turkey Day a little bit while ago. If there are those that are out
I'm
there listening.
For so much.
What are you thankful for?
For you and for you and for God and for family and my Worship Factory family.
Now you're going to make me cry.
I'm thankful for grandkids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Grandkids. Mm-hmm. Grandkids being gone now. Now that
just
you're
in general.
Well,
just,
they're not
yeah,
gonna...
they're better when they're out.
Yeah.
And yours in particular is stinking cute with the little baby fro going on. I just got to say.
Baby fro.
They got hair out there. Hair.
Yeah. He's got the vanilla ice thing going on. ice baby.
But
that's my Luke.
All joking aside, I have learned one of my huge lessons this last year has been thankfulness. How that can change my attitude and to a total 180. When I'm doing my little pity party thing and I'm like, oh, poor Monique. The minute I stop and go, okay, but I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for this. Man, it really changes my heart around. So
it not only changes you, but it changes everything
around you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're so focused on prayer and, Lord, I need this or this needs to happen. We need to learn to be thankful about God doing that. And that becomes a freeing thing for God
to
be able to do.
And you know that verse that talks about enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise? I've said that all growing up, had it memorized, was part of my homework, my little Christian school. But this year, the lights went on. I'm like, that's how we enter God's presence. The minute we start being thankful, it's like God shows up. And you're like, wow, God, thank you for your provision. Thank you for... And he's just, you know... So it's been a cool thing this year for me.
Are we
thankful.
Serving an awesome God? Is that what you're saying?
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, talking about thankful, too, we do want to get online at worshipfactory.net. It is for networking for those artists that are out there. We think it's really important for us as creatives to get connected with one another and get connected in the industry. We talk about it all the time at Worship Factory. If you're not connected, get connected. It's free. It's absolutely free.
You don't
free
even have to do anything!
Wow! You know, it is very important, though. We do live in an isolated world when you're in the creative arts community, and sometimes we go home, and we were talking to our guest earlier, Jarrett Lemaster,
which I'm very thankful for. We have a very cool guest.
Which is really cool. What an amazing voice, too. I tell
you. Stick around. You're going to want to hear him.
Get online and check out his stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
One of Monique's other friends. She's got three of them.
Gosh, is that three now?
Yeah. I officially have three friends.
Wow.
She used to have Art, but Art's no longer her friend anymore because she's blowing his ears out every time we come into the studio.
You're laughing too loud. You're banging the table.
And you're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton, Rod, and Monique in studio goofing off like we always do at Worship
I love you,
Factory.
Art.
We love Art, too.
Yes, we do. Hey, I want to mention, we did our live show, got great results and feedback from it. And
I love that.
So it looks like we're going to have to do that again.
You think?
Yeah, definitely think so.
You know, we talked about it several times with Mark. Obviously, Mark Bryan was in studio with us, my brother, who is also one of the authors of The Artist Way and Artist Way at Work, and was part of, as far as that goes, the Change Your Life team at Oprah Winfrey with Dr. Phil and Susie Orman. But what we want to do is Mark also I was talking about is recovery and one thing that's in the creative arts community is recovery. And so one thing Mark's launched is Recovery Institute, Creative Recovery Institute. We want to talk about that during the holiday season because often when we're talking about art to artists, you know, often one of the things we find ourselves at the closest watering hole or find ourselves sort of licking our pain, if you would, with some type of form of drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Recovery's been great. In my life this last past year, it's been pretty rocky, and I've been myself going to celebrate recovery, and I've learned so much about just being honest and
What are you talking about, Monique?
Sorry. Never mind.
There's another conversation going on, folks. Don't worry about this. This is the creative arts. We're actually doing a play on the other side of the room.
Yeah, we're multitasking here. It's not working.
If you've ever been here at Worship Factory, then hold on, strap on, put your seatbelt on. This is really, you're in for a ride. If you've never been here at Worship Factory, well, get connected online.
It's all about the creative process, and I'm sorry, but it's just not smooth and easy. It's just the way it works.
There you go.
Well, yes. Yes, it is.
Roll with the punches.
Anybody that's written their first script, I think that it's pretty easy.
Well, yeah, but like Mark even said, you don't write your first script.
Yeah.
You write 10 scripts, and then you work on them really hard, and you find one that works.
Yeah. Yep.
And he knows, that's for sure. He definitely knows.
Hey, what's going on with the concert in Arizona?
I don't know what concert in Arizona. What do you think?
Oh, come on now.
Bring it up.
You know, another thing we do here at Worship Factory is we do support other ministries that are out there. And one of the things that we are involved in this year, or this coming year, is Chances for Children, which is a Haiti orphanage. There's 400 kids over there at Chances for Children, and they're doing amazing work over there. And getting ready to build a school and a community center and more kids and... So anyway, they need our help, so we've actually decided to go to Scottsdale, Arizona, to do a show, a benefit show, for Chances for Children, to help the Junitans and their plight and mission in Haiti.
And this is one, we've had a couple of events we've been involved with, but this is one way that we as creatives, artists, and songwriters, and film and people can help support causes and really make a difference with these benefit concerts and these kinds of events. We've got space for people to get involved.
Yeah. If you can hook us up, people, do it.
Yeah.
You know, we probably should talk about that a little bit. A lot of times we are complacent Christians. I mean, I think we sit down in our seats and we don't get involved. And you know, the word says all the time to be servants and show the love of the Lord. We talk about it constantly. And yet we fail to do it. We fail to reach out to the brother and sister who's next to us. We fail to reach out to the people of need. We put ourselves back and think, well, what can I do? And the reality is that you can do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is God has given us strength to be able to do whatever it is. And often we think that just by saying, how can I help, is not enough. If we're just willing to serve and we step out of the boat, God will show us where the rocks are.
That's I've also seen that Satan will put tons of lies in front of us. He'll say, well, you're too young, or you're too old, or you're not talented enough, or you're not experienced enough. Yeah. There's never a shortage of excuses for the creative. And it's trusting Christ. It's listening to his voice. And when God calls you to step up or to do something with your creative skills, it's just being willing to go, okay, I'm going to let God use me where I am.
And you're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Rod and Monique, and we're talking about actually giving and being servants as the Lord has called us to do. So anyway, one of the things that we're involved here is how we can help you as well. Our thing is not about us. It's not about us setting a seat.
Right.
When Rod and I were given this vision by the Lord some time ago, we thought, well, Lord, how could you use somebody like us?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that we're so insufficient in so many ways in our own mind, in our own life, in our own thoughts, that we don't think we're ever good enough. And then, of course, he brought Monique Donnelly in with us, and we thought, wow.
Okay.
Finally.
Unbelievable.
If Monique can do it, anybody can do it.
And, of course, a real good editor. I mean, sound guy like Art, as far as that goes, can fix it whenever we make our mistakes.
We give him a lot of work.
It's kind of fun.
It's a lot of material.
On Mondays, we record, and by Saturdays,
he's finally gotten through all the edits.
Hey, I'm going to segue off of what you said. Steven Seiler mentioned about how worship in its development is getting to a place where, in his mind, it's becoming more horizontal. And by that meaning that we're not just worshiping God vertically, but God's making us more conscious of each other worshiping.
Our guest last week, Mark Kiefer, that's exactly what his point was with his drummer group. You know, it's not just necessarily sitting quietly and saying words to God. It's using our gifts. You know, with his drum groups, they're literally having communion with God as they play their drums together. And it's this prayer session, but it's all through drums. And I think that echoes exactly what our other guest, Steve Seiler was talking about, was letting all aspects of our life be as prayer, you know.
Yeah.
When God says pray without ceasing, it's not just, you know, saying words. It's using your gifts. It's interacting, being the hands and feet of Christ. And so I amen to that.
Yeah,
that topic keeps popping up.
This is a little revolutionary, okay?
Yeah.
Because you go to church Sunday morning, band kicks up, and remember a nice song, okay, I'm singing, maybe I lift my hands. That's our definition of worship,
mm-hmm.
and God is blowing the doors off of all of those definitions.
Right.
Yeah.
And even in the corporate service setting, a couple of things that I was thinking about on the way over today is God never intended for worship to be a solo act.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Now, you can have personal worship,
mm-hmm.
but it was never intended to be a solo act, and it was never intended to be a selfish act.
Okay, expand. What do you mean?
So, I can be very selfish in worship. I love being with God and worshiping and getting blessed and hearing from him. That's wonderful. But anytime I'm going to connect with God, I'm going to hear his heartbeat.
Mm.
And God's heartbeat is going to be for the person next to me that has a need.
Mm.
So it was never intended to be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
But we just got to think differently about how we do those things and even how we conduct our services Sunday morning.
I like that.
You know, I think it's so important, again, to get online at worshipfactory.net. The reason we created this, God had put this on our heart, was because of the fact that we knew there was a need out there. a major need for getting connected with one, the body of Christ, but also those that to be a light, the salt and light, as Monique says all the time, are the hands and feet. We've got to be the hands and feet for those people. We never know who's sitting with us next to in the right. pews. Right. We never know who we're talking to when we're sitting at a McDonald's, or we never know on a set, whether you're on a film set, you never know who's next to you when you're sitting there as far as that goes, and you got a chance to witness, or you got a chance to talk about Jesus Christ.
Or show them often, love.
Exactly. Just, through that, through love.
Yeah. So
they,
easy.
They will know we are Christians by our love. It's just what it keeps coming back to.
Yeah. It's so easy, but the enemy gets victories every Sunday because we'll sit there and then we'll leave. And it's so easy to break down that barrier.
Yep.
You know, we're so blessed, at least in the studio, to be able to experience the artists that we've been able to have in our 33rd show, going on to our 32nd, 33rd show now. But Jarrett LeMaster, which is our guest today, I went online and just amazing vocalist, amazing talent, actor, singer-songwriter as well, and just an incredible worship leader. He's doing amazing work out there, and he's also being hands and feet. He spent some time down in San Diego at the homeless event down there, and was giving time of himself to be able to help those that are down there as well. But I can't wait to be able to hear Jarrett, for sure.
Yeah, heart for worship. You know,
maybe we
what
can get
can
a song
say?
Out of him, too.
Hey, yeah. I need to throw out, too, we have a CD artwork, little thing we're doing right now.
We have a contest.
So we have a contest, info@worshipfactory.net. You can submit your artwork ideas, and we're going to pick somebody, and you're going to be a winner.
Get online, get connected to worshipfactory.net. You are at Studio
we're
with
all
us
winners.
At KKLA, Worship Factory. We'll be right back with Jarrett LeMaster right here at worshipfactory.net at KKLA 99.5 FM.
Amazing love. You sent your only son from heaven up above. And he died for me to show to me your love. I feel your love. Your grace goes.